This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're in the British capital this week on the week that the PricewaterhouseCoopers organization labeled London the heart of the global economy, with the city moving up to number one on its annual ranking, passing New York and Singapore. According to this analysis, London is, quote, the foremost economic powerhouse and center for culture, education, and innovation. Now, the accolade should go some way to soothe the city's wounded pride. London recently lost its crown as the world's top financial center. Marketplace's Stephen Beard filed this report.
On special occasions, the city plays this march from Handel's opera Scipione about the all-conquering Roman general. But in recent weeks, there's been a slight whiff of decline and fall in London's financial district.
For the first time, London has fallen below New York. So New York is now number one, London's number two.
Mark Yendall compiles the Global Financial Centre Index, asking bankers, brokers, fund managers and lawyers around the world to rate financial centres.
London has dropped more points than anybody else, any other centre in the top 50.
He says confidence in the city has been dented by scandals, including bankers and dealers here manipulating the LIBOR interest rate.
London used to have a reputation of being pretty squeaky clean. We now know that London isn't quite as angelic as some people believed a number of years ago.
25, 40, 20 Swiss.
The latest allegation that city traders also rigged foreign exchange dealing hasn't helped. But David Slater, who promotes the British capital, says regulators are cracking down. And he points out the city's share of the world's biggest market hasn't suffered at all. Far from it.
5 years ago, we had 40% of the global foreign exchange. Now that's up to 50%. So that's certainly going in the right direction and shows that there's confidence in the market.
For all their abuses and bungling before the crisis, city financiers have proved adept at picking up new business, says London-based economist Andrew Hilton.
In some areas, like trading of the Chinese currency, the renminbi, we're actually ahead of the game. There is already an offshore renminbi centre in London, and we're doing a lot of business there.
The city, which revels in tradition, has also proved itself technologically savvy. London, according to this week's PwC survey, is now one of the world's top high-tech hubs. But like the financial markets, this city's fortunes will fluctuate. If Scotland votes for independence in September, London could face some real turbulence. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.